The days are longer, the calendar is filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grüns. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, so I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing, they're easy to toss in my bag on the go, plus they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA and FSA, eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grüns.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Hello, Podlers. Coming up, well, it's back. Bus. B-U-S. Bus.
Mm. Fair.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Oh.
Fair or stop, isn't it, really?
Oh. Timetable.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
To Keaton.
We don't have any celebrity names, Glenn. Yes, 5 words, 5 grand is back on The Breakfast Show, plus much more besides. Enjoy.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
6:36 on your Monday morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio, where later on this morning, we're going to dedicate some of the show to discovering, in your opinion, the opinion of the UK, which is the worst of the everyday jobs. 8, 12, 15. Get in touch now. Join the ranks. It gives us great pleasure to welcome back Emma Jones to the show.
Hello.
Hey. Em, you look great.
Oh, thank you.
You sound great as you always do.
Thank you.
How is parenthood?
It's, it's great. It's been lovely. I've really enjoyed it. It's flown, the time that I've had off. It's crazy. Yeah. It doesn't even feel like I've been away.
It's 18
really
now.
Has flown.
Off to university.
Don't give anything away now, but since becoming a parent, would you say that your worst everyday job has changed now?
Absolutely.
Was it something before you were a mum and now it's something else,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, get in touch, 8, 12, 15. But right now, as promised, it is your chance to stick it to the bin man. And on Friday's show, we continue to hear your stories of desperately trying to close the humour loop. Have a little listen to this. Dave, I was into work once. And the security guard said, oh, look, the Terminator.
Oh, my God.
I've had it every day since, says
no,
Dale.
So bad.
So, listener Dale trying to close the humour loop with the security guard at his place of work because he wore something once into work. Just the once, and he's been called Terminator every single day since. What is that thing? Your names and your answers, please, to 81250. That's 81250. We'll be getting one of you on air next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Get Wix Premium 2.4-metre deck board. Was £11, now £7. Shop in store or download the app. Ends Wednesday.
Be house proud with Wix.
It's your Monday morning, time to stick it to the bin man, and joining us on line one is Gary. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Chief.
Hello,
morning.
Gary.
Welcome Hello. Along to the show, gal. So tell us, to win the bin sticker, what did listener Dale wear to work once and now he gets called the Terminator every single day by the security?
Sunglasses.
Sunglasses is the correct answer. So you got the bin sticker. Gary, let's chat bins. How many have you got?
Got 4 bins.
4, okay. Nice. And which one are you thinking of putting my face on?
On my gardening bin.
Why the gardening bin, Gary?
It's the dirtiest. It needs covering.
Oh, no. I'm being used to cover over the cracks.
So you look clean at the front, but everyone will know you've got a filthy back.
Well, it'll be nice and clean.
Yeah, that's true, Gary. I'm just changing my Twitter profile to what Glenn said. I never thought about that. There's going to have to be an upkeep of my face.
Yeah.
The first batch of bin stickers we gave away of my face, they're probably weather-beaten and dirty now.
Yeah, or the wind and rain. You'll have peeling face, won't you, on the sticker?
How dare you? Clutches pearls.
Weather-beaten Barry's face.
Oh, yeah, make sure, if you do win a bin sticker, give me a good scrubbing at least twice a year. That's all I ask.
Yeah, clean before you put on, certainly.
Yeah. I don't like the idea of sweeping it under the Dave Berry bin sticker. I really don't. But, Gary, you've won it fair and square, so we're going to send it out to you.
Thank you for it. I'll jet wash it clean, don't worry. I'll keep it
clean. There he is. Yeah. Thanks a lot, Gary. Appreciate that, and thank you for tuning into the show. There'll be a chance for you to stick it to the bin man tomorrow.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
7:07 on your Monday morning. You're listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. as does the social ammunition with Matt Dyson. Matt, what's been going on across the weekend on the socials?
Well, there have been two big stories over the weekend. It's all about Nick Kyrgios and the Laughing Paramedics this morning.
Okay. Is that a new band? Or?
Yeah, sounds like a quite good one. First, the controversial tennis star Nick Kyrgios has been trending, as we heard in the Sport with Glenn, after losing the Wimbledon final to Novak Djokovic yesterday. He's a very angry man. He lets it be known on court, F-bombs left, right and centre, and in front of 8-year-old Prince George. Oh, cover his ears. Come on. And during the game, he also got into numerous arguments. And at one point, he accused one specific fan of being drunk and said they should be kicked out. Here he is in action.
Okay, but why is she still here? Because she's drunk out of her mind in the first row, speaking to me in the middle of the game. What's acceptable?
Nothing is acceptable.
Okay, so kick her out.
I don't know which one is it.
I know exactly which one it is.
Tell me.
It's the one in the dress with the dogs? The one that looks like she's had about 700 drinks, bro.
700 drinks.
A, that wasn't a dress, I was wearing a schmock. Yeah. And B, I'd had two bottles of wine tops.
That was it.
I'd want to reach that level of success where you really can go, guards, seize him!
Yeah. Like your Flash person. Gordon, like being the merciless.
Amazing.
See, I was watching that and I was just thinking... I was in two minds. Like, do I need a cutaway of the audience member that
I'd
Nick's
like
talking
to have
about?
Seen
you
her.
Know, the drama. What, I just want to see her. But then you're naming and shaming someone who maybe hasn't done anything wrong.
Would be unfair,
from a litigious
it?
Perspective, it's a nightmare for
someone
the
Someone must have put that on Twitter. It must be out there somewhere.
Someone must have been filming this.
The actual woman in the dotty.
But was she just trying to have a little chat with him?
I don't know. I don't know how far it went. But,
I love that.
Everyone has a few drinks at the tennis, though. In the sunshine, it can affect you.
Yeah, it really can.
Certainly remember when I used to go to the Queen's Club used to be sponsored by Stella Artois.
Some things haven't changed.
When you went to watch the tennis then, it was the tennis was a side issue. It was
I've fallen into that trap.
Yes, you have. And the Laughing Paramedics. Let's move on swiftly because so many people have sent me this over the weekend. It's a lovely, heartwarming clip of a fit of the giggles. Thanks, Rob, Tom, the sweary stylist. Loads of people have added me in on this one. Two paramedics based in Luton, they were trying to film a serious video for International Paramedics Day and they kept losing it. It's just nice to watch.
Hello, everybody.
He goes straight away.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to... Hello.
It'll work. Okay.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Luton Ambulance Station. My name is Dave Tamara. I'm a LOM at Luton and have been a paramedic or been in the ambulance service now for 26 years. And my colleague is...
Just when you think he's about to do it, he still the giggles come out. There's a 1 minute 30 of that in total.
Perfect Monday
constant,
fodder. Love it.
Constant fit of the giggles. I'll share it on the socials. You can have a look for yourself. You'll be talking about it later and I've saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
The time is now 16 minutes past 7 on your Monday morning. It's time for Bandagrams. Oh, this is the first time you would have played Bandagrams, Emma. Are you good at anagrams? I know you like puzzles and solving things.
I sneakily saw one that you guys were discussing on the group WhatsApp chat, which I have been lurking on throughout the last 5 months, despite
we've
not
said
contributing.
Some things about you.
Oh, yeah. This is awkward.
We didn't know you were going to be lurking.
No, but they look really hard, and I think I'm going to be rubbish.
Yeah, they are quite complicated, but Matt normally does okay at them. The audience do well, and that's the most important thing because you guys out there earn your shout outs by solving the Bandagram. Now, this morning's band we play on Absolute Radio, Absolute Radio 90s and Absolute Radio Noughties. That's where you will hear them. But can you tell me who are Help Redirect Hippos? Who are Help Redirect Hippos? Apparently, Emma, there's something about writing all the letters down in a circle.
Yeah, okay. That helps.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or Decipher the Plops, which is what Gillian McKeith has on her business card.
Decipher the Plops.
Decipher their plops. Glenn!
Sorry.
It's early. It's a Monday. So Gillian McKeith's business card, Decipher Their Plops, or Help Redirect Hippos. Who is that? who's in the Bandagram machine today? So I want your names and your answers. That goes without saying. There we go. Send those along to 8 12 15. But also include your names, maybe a shout-out for a friend, family member or work colleague, where you are and what you're doing at this moment in time. As I say, send it all to 8 12 15. And up next, you could be getting a shout-out.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Get Wix Premium 2.4-metre deck board. Was £11, now £7. Shop in-store or download the app. Ends Wednesday.
Be house proud with Wix.
7:26 on your Monday morning, and coming up next here on The Breakfast Show, the return of Five Words, Five Grand. Match five little words with a randomly selected member of The Breakfast Show team. Bag yourself £5,000. But right now it's time to bag yourself a shout-out with Bandagrams. Can you tell us who Help Redirect Hippos or Decipher Their Plops are? We play them on Absolute Radio, Absolute Radio 90s and Absolute Radio Noughties. Emma, the first time you're playing live on air, did you figure it out?
No.
Okay. Okay. Glenn, did you get there in the end?
Is it Red Hot Chili Peppers?
It is the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Three P's with a key.
Can I just say, I did tell Emma that just before the start. I don't want Emma to think that, like, I don't want anyone to think that I just kept that to
really
myself.
Threw me under
the bus. Refused to tell Emma what the answer was.
Making me look stupid.
Yeah.
Glenn, you got any idea?
It's really hard, isn't it, this one?
Yeah. Louisa, the teacher from Reading, congratulations. You guessed it was the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and Louisa is enjoying the first day of the summer holidays. Steve, the Burkham Butcher, always nice to hear from the Burkham Butcher, is spending as much time in the walk-in fridge as he can get away with today. Graham and Dawn on the way to Wakefield after a busy Crown Green bowling weekend.
Ooh.
Crown Green bowlers Graham and Dawn are listening to The Breakfast Show right now, ladies and gentlemen. What an honour. Di on the way to work through Watford and not looking forward to wearing uniform in this heat. Jenny from Stirling off to work whilst her husband Tom, the teacher, is on holiday. I'm fascinated to know how that's going to work, the relationship dynamic between those teachers who have earned their holidays. Mm. Of course they have. I mean, they're educating the young people of the world, which is so important, if not one of the most important things there ever could be. But now maybe your partner is staring down a highway of 8 weeks off. Yes, I know you've got to do some marking, but you've got 8 weeks off, but you haven't. How's that going?
Mm.
How's that in a relationship?
Yeah.
8, 12, 15. Get in touch. Anyway, where was I? Oh, and Mark in Gloucester giving his shorts the first workplace outing of the year.
So late. Come on.
Congratulations, one and all. It was the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and Bandagrams will return tomorrow morning.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
Welcome to season 11 of
Five Words, Five Grand.
Absolute Radio.
My goodness, it is back. Yes, season number 11, or series 11, if you don't want to be pretentious.
Series for me. Still,
You're a series person?
Yeah. If it's made in the UK, series. It's American season.
Yeah. Okay, series 11. Here we
edition?
Go.
Edition.
We go for edition.
Edition 11. Yeah, well, we could have series 11 edition 1.
Volume.
Yeah.
Oh, volume. Talking.
I think we could be guilty of getting bogged down in the details a bit here, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's move on, shall we? Five Words, Five Grand for any of you newcomers is radio's easiest game to play, but the hardest one to win. I have five words in front of me. I'm going to give them to one of our dear listeners. I'll then give the same words to one of our team who have not heard them. And if all five of those words match up, then the listener is going to win £5,000. And the competitor today is Chad. Good morning, Chad.
Good day, morning team.
Chad,
morning.
Welcome along to the show. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you. Yourself?
Very well, thanks. Lovely having you on board. So, Chad, you got the day off today?
Yes, a rare day. Enjoying the sunshine.
Lovely stuff. So, Chad, you've been listening in the mornings. You've been playing along for the last couple of years. Which member of the team would you most like to be matched with on the random player generator?
Emma, if possible.
Emma, her first day back. Let's give it a spin. See who you got.
Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Matt Dyson.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Glenn Moore.
Emma
Emma Jones.
Yeah. Jonesy is in play.
Let's see
welcome
if I can
back.
Remember how to play it.
Wow. Okay, the first thing you need to do, Emma, is kindly leave the studio.
Okay, good luck.
Emma is out of here. Chad, as you are fully aware, I'm going to give you five words. I want you to say the first word that comes to mind. We'll give Emma Jones the same five words. All five match up. You will win that £5,000. Good luck, sir. Here we go.
Thank you.
Chad, your first word this morning is north.
South.
Yep.
Bed. B-E-D. Bed.
Time.
Great.
It's a solid start.
Lip.
Gloss.
Bus. B-U-S. Bus.
Fair.
Oh, yeah.
Fair or stop, isn't it, really? Ooh.
Timetable.
Yeah, okay.
To Keaton.
We don't have any celebrity names, Glenn. And finally, Chad, your word is miracle.
Ooh.
Oh. This will be a miracle.
Take your time, Chad.
Luck.
Miracle. Ooh. Luck. Miracle cure, I think, probably.
I was thinking miracle grow.
I'd have gone parable. I've done nothing. That's so hard. It's yeah. Such a hard word.
It's a tough final word, Chad. We are all in agreement with that. But it's a good set. It really is. It's back and you've handled it very well. Chad, stay right there because Emma Jones is back in play next.
Five words, £5,000. Absolute Radio.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Get Wix Premium 2.4-metre deck board. Was £11, now £7. Shop in store or download the app. Ends Wednesday.
Be house proud with Wix.
Five words. £5,000.
Absolute Radio.
Not even back on air for a full 2 hours and already at the coalface. Having to take part in five words, £5,000.
I know. Respect for picking me, really. Because yeah. I haven't used my brain for 5 months.
Chad, how are you feeling?
Not very confident, but...
Okay, well,
it's a really good answers. Really good answers, I thought.
There are some good answers. And it was a tricky final word. Yeah. I think that's fair to say. So you should bear that in mind, Emma. Don't be hard on yourself. Okay. As I say to you... North.
South.
Correct. Ooh. Bed.
It's always a tricky one. Sheets.
There's that dreaded sound effect again. Bedtime is what we had from Chad.
Yeah,
Chad, you've not won the money today.
Oh, sorry, Chad.
As we embark on series 11 of Five Words, £5,000, but we are going to keep a track of everyone's, you know, stats. So we're going to do the remaining words. As I say to you, lip.
Read.
Ooh, gloss.
Oh.
Both good answers.
Bus.
Stop.
Fair.
Again, no one's at fault here.
No. Yeah. True.
And I'm interested to know, what's the first word that comes to mind when I say miracle?
Miracle worker.
Oh, of course.
That's great. Yeah.
That's brilliant. Yeah. Unfortunately, Chad said luck. He got a bit stuck there at the end.
Yeah.
Chad, great having you on the show. Sorry you've not won the money. We'll speak to you soon.
Lovely, thank you very much.
Cheers, Chad. Take care now. This, of course, means we'll be five-wording and £5,000 again tomorrow morning just after 7.30. If you would like to play, then call right now. 0330 123 1215. That's 0330 123 1215. And don't forget, if you want to practice, you can ask your Amazon smart speaker to open Five Words Game.
Five words.
Absolute Radio.
10 minutes past eight on your Monday morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. Right here, right now, on Absolute Radio. where we want to get to the bottom. We want to answer the question at long last, which is the worst of the everyday jobs? The everyday jobs that we must do just to keep society moving forward.
Yeah.
We'll have to chip in our own homes. What is it? 8, 12, 15? This has come about because last week I was talking about going on the fox poo hunt that I do with Evie.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, wow, that's pretty grim. But, you know, it's one of those everyday jobs I've got to do. I live in a particularly fox-laden area. but I don't mind doing that. Yeah. The worst everyday job is unloading the dishwasher.
Oh.
And the reason is because there's power play here, because Sarah Jane she'll turn it on and know that the cycle's going to come to an end just as I'm returning home.
Right, yeah.
She'll keep on loading and loading. It's tight. It's a chess move.
Okay.
She wins every time.
Yeah.
It's like the Queen's Gambit in my house when it comes to the dishwasher. I'm always left to unload it. There's always the little water residues thing which you've got to get your tea towel involved. And it's just like, you look at it, it's like unload the dishwasher. You go, yeah, cool, I'll just unload the dishwasher. But actually, it's to do it properly, and then you've got to restack, you've got the Jenga going on with the pots and pans, you know, and then you've got the bits that you wash up by hand, of course, because you can't put everything in the dishwasher.
That's a job I actually relish, because I don't have a dishwasher, so when I get to do it, it's a bit of a luxury.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Yeah, I spent 5 years with no dishwasher, so I'm still sort of back in the honeymoon period. Anything is better than doing it by hand.
Closing that little drawer, trying to figure out what all those buttons mean along the top. I don't know what these do. I'm just going to press on and close it and hope for the best.
Yeah.
Emma, you know, you went away, you're about to become a parent, now you're back, and it's lovely having you back on the show.
Thank
you. Are a parent to the adorable little baby Joseph, who I've had the pleasure of meeting. I imagine the worst everyday job has changed.
Yeah.
Has it? Where were we before? Where are we now?
So the problem I had before seems like small fry now. I used to hate cleaning my teeth. I really have little...
I didn't see that coming
little
at all.
Patience really? For... I know it's a necessary job. Yeah. You've got to do it twice a day, but no patience to stand there for a total of 4 minutes daily.
Plus, you've got to do that at like 4:30 in the morning before you come in.
Exactly.
So
it was just a pain. Now it's absolutely washing up and sterilising bottles.
Oh my god! Get that! What a faffy! That big old stack of them. You've got to get going.
So time consuming. Sure. Yeah. Honestly, now I would kill for 2 minutes of peace and quiet to just go and clean my teeth.
You'd be flossing. You'd be doing the whole lot. Glenn, what about you? Which is the worst of the everyday jobs in your
opinion? For me, it's now, and this is baby related.
Okay.
That I think taking anything. Hanging up washing is fine, was always fine with that. I just hate removing Velcro bibs that are now stuck to other items of clothing. And I don't know why, it makes me feel really ill, and I just hate it. It's like removing chewing gum from your hair. It's just horrible. I don't know why. It's only Velcro, it's only a bib, but it just makes me feel really gross. The clothes shouldn't mix.
And then if it's one of your t-shirts, do you feel a bit itchy in it after you put
it? You can just tell there's been a bib here.
Okay, so the number is 8 12 15. We want to know, in your opinion, which is the worst of the everyday jobs. As I say, it's 8 12 15. Come.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
17 minutes past 8 on your Monday morning. The big question today is, which is the worst of the everyday jobs? Aaron says, morning, Dave, morning, team. Welcome back, Emma, he adds.
Thank you.
Brushing a 3-year-old's teeth.
Oh, that's worse than doing your own,
It's part
such
of the routine. It's such hard work, but obviously you want them to be able to do it themselves.
Yeah.
So I would go, Evie, here you go, and I'll leave the room, and I'll come back, and it'll just be like just the toothbrush is dangling out the end of her mouth.
Just eating the toothpaste.
And we tried to get her like a cool electric little, you know, battery electric toothbrush just to make it a bit more interesting. I think it's got Batman on it at the moment. So it's like really heavy at one end, so like a literal something. Just watching Paul Patrol. Are you going to try to move that around your mouth? Or I've got to run a bit here. Just put the other side for a little bit now, Dad. Absolute chore, it really is.
Please sanitise that pen. I don't want to come across.
Hey, don't tell people I use props. And I've just dropped it on the floor. Oh, Bush will get that later. It'll be fine. Dave, it has to be emptying the Hoover. The dust ends up 10% in the bin, somehow 90% everywhere else and all over you, says Lucy. Another thing, I know it's not all about me, it's all about us sharing, but it's just occurred to me, we've got one of those little, because, you know, got one of those little metal grid things that sits in the plug. where all the food, where you scrape the plates off before you do the wash up. Transferring that to the bin.
That's gangster. gag central, isn't it? Yeah.
I made Emma gag again.
Yeah.
2 hours, new 20 record. Minutes back in.
Make
so
a note.
Pleased.
Put it on the whiteboard.
8 to 12, 15. Which is the worst of the everyday jobs?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show. With Wix.
Get Wix premium 2.4 metre deck board. Was £11, now £7. Shop in store or download the app. Ends Wednesday.
Be house proud with Wix.
Morning, Dave and the team. Curveball here, but the worst of the everyday jobs, in my opinion, is watering the plants. But to compound my misery is that you have to make small talk with your neighbours while you're doing it. John in Essex pleads, just let me water my plants. Pulling up weeds is easily the worst of the everyday jobs, Dave. I swear they regrow in a slightly different spot by the time you think you've finished.
Oh, yeah, never ending.
It's the slowest game of whack-a-mole you ever play in your life.
Ironing. Dave, how have we not evolved to the point where washing machines iron your clothes for you? Yeah. I think that's evolution, Amanda, but I get your point. I really do. I've got an iron-free shirt. It's a revelation.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah, I saw that.
I just don't iron anything.
I don't either. Hang it in a way that it dries without creasing. Yeah.
Is there such a way, Matt, or are you just being lazy?
No, all your shirts just look naturally corrugated.
I'll hang this in such a way. Sounds like a sentence that should help with this. Yeah, just hang it in such a way. Hoovering the stairs, says Laurie. Replacing the loo roll, surely, says Katie. David, this is broad here, putting something back in the loft.
Oh, yeah, that is horrible.
That's an activity, isn't it? I mean, that's how a whole day could be gone there. Thank you one and all for sharing with the group.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
The time is 8:35. It is your Monday morning. Good morning. Welcome along to the show. Matt, in fact, team, if I was to say to you who are the home of electronics, you'd say Euronics, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Of course, yes.
And did you know that our good friends with Football Benefits, Euronics, are a proud sponsor of UEFA Women's Euro?
Yes, I did.
Yes, you did. OK. Every single day this week, we've got your chance to win 4 tickets to the UEFA Women's Euro final and £1,500 to spend at Euronics as we play the Golden Goal Penalty Shootout. Matt, how does it work?
Well, Dave, we're looking for two callers to come to air, take part in a sudden-death audio penalty shootout. If you can imagine such a thing, take aim.
I can't, but I'm about to host it live. So
you take aim.
Wish me luck.
You take a shot. If you miss, your opponent gets a go. Score your penalty, and you'll be heading to the UEFA Women's Euro final with £1,500 in your back burner to spend at Euronics.
OK, so for your chance to come and play, you need to answer what can only be described as a qualifying question. And it is, who is the captain of the England women's national football team? Is it Leah Williamson or Sue Barker? Is it A, Leah Williamson, or B, Sue Barker? So if you think you know the answer, call right now with that answer. 0330 123 1215. That's 0330 123 1215. Lines are going to close when, Hypebeast Womble?
8:42.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I didn't scan at all.
Oh, that was awful. And he didn't even tell me. I'm like, T's and C's are online at absoluteradio.co.uk. You know, this is kind of dead in the water before it's even started, Mark. Thanks for that.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Get Wix premium 2.4 metre deck board. Was £11, now £7. Shop in store or download the app. Ends Wednesday.
Be house proud with Wix.
Good morning, you're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where right now we're giving you a chance to win not one, not two, not three, but 4 tickets to the UEFA Women's Euro final and £1,500 to spend at Euronics, the home of electronics. Joining us right now on line one is Catherine. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning, Dave.
How are you doing?
Morning.
Hello.
Morning.
Oh, I'm very well this morning. I've got my shorts on nice and early.
Oh, lovely stuff, Catherine. Yeah. Enjoying the warm weather. So if you were to pop down to your local Euronics, what would you need? What would you buy?
I need a tumble dryer. I mean, I'm lucky with the weather at the moment, but I definitely, mine went last month, so.
Right, OK, yeah, it's always good to have a tumble dryer in your back pocket, if there is such a thing. Joining us on line two is Helen. Good morning, Helen.
Hi, good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
How are you doing?
I'm fine. I'm ready to go to bed. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to sleep in the heat, though.
Right, OK. What, have you just finished a night shift of some description?
I have, yeah. I just finished the night at the hospital.
OK. Well, Helen, we won't keep you too long. Who's that barking away in the background?
That's not me barking.
No, good, Helen. I know. But tiredness affects people in different ways. I mean, I've been so tired before, I've just gone, meow. There you go. It happens to the best of us. Helen, if you were to go to Euronics, what would you be after?
I also need a tumble dryer.
Battle of the tumble dryers. Okay. Everyone will remember where they were the day I said that. Catherine, Helen, Catherine.
Hiya, good morning.
Okay, hiya. Good luck to you both. There can be only one winner. Catherine, we're going to start with you because you were randomly selected first. Effectively, there is an imaginary goal before us all right now. You need to take a shot. Are you going to go top left, top middle, top right? Bottom left, bottom middle, or bottom right? Basically, the first one to find and score a goal is the winner. Catherine, what are you going for?
Well, my husband said I'm always right, so I'll have to go for top right.
Top right, okay, here we go. Oh, unlucky. Okay, Catherine. So, top right is gone. Helen, it's your chance to have a go. Where are you aiming?
I'm bottom left, please.
Bottom left, here we go.
The keeper denies them.
Why have we taken these from like 30 yards out?
You're both so heavy-footed as well. I don't know how you both
halfway
would have
line penalty kick.
Yeah, in the professional game with such heavy feet. But anyway, so it's back to you, Catherine. What are we going for?
Well, I'll have to go bottom right this time then, please.
Bottom right, here we go.
It's like 4 seconds.
Yeah. Running from one stadium all the way to the other.
No wonder the keeper's saving them. So.
He's giving him the eyes. Still giving him the eyes. Where are we? Helen, we've got top left, top middle, bottom middle. What are you going for?
Top middle, please.
Top middle. Oh.
Stick the kettle on.
I think we're guilty of ruining the drama here again,
sorry,
aren't we? Right, OK, that means, Catherine, it's a kind of 50-50. You got top left or you got bottom middle. What are you going for?
Let's go bottom middle then, please.
OK, if you score, you've won the whole lot. If you miss, then Helen is victorious. Here we go.
OK, thank you.
Congratulations, you scored a goal. That was a tense penalty shootout. Helen, we'll let you try and get to bed. It was lovely having you on the show. But Catherine, you are our victor. You have won yourself 4 tickets to the UEFA Women's Euro Final and £1,500 to spend at Euronics, the home of electronics. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much.
Speak to you later on, Catherine. Thank you for tuning in to show. That was all thanks to Euronics, a proud sponsor of UEFA Women's Euro England 2022.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It's Monday morning. You're listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. And of course, another week sees the launching of another edition of the No Repeat Guarantee, meaning you will not hear the same song twice between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. across the entire Absolute Radio network. And we stop down, as we always like to do, for Matt Dyson and the Social Ammunition.
Extra, extra, extra.
Matt Dyson, inform and entertain.
It is mog time, Dave. Jacob Rees-Mogg, someone has pointed out on the socials over the weekend, has a sort of old carriage clock in his house. Obviously, it's like Victoriana. and it's got his name on it, right? It's instead of Roman numerals, for 12 it's got an M, and then at 3 it's got a O, and then it's got 2 G's at the other key points on the clock to spell out his name.
Wow.
I didn't know people did this, but he does.
Well, some people will monogram anything, and Jacob Rees-Mogg is certainly, I can class him as a monogram. It's like the slowest cheerleader in the world, isn't it?
Yeah.
Give me an M!
Yeah. Wait,
just
wait 3 hours.
15 minutes.
Yeah.
Give me an O!
15 minutes.
G!
Yeah.
That's so Jacob Rees-Mogg.
It's so Jacob Rees-Mogg. I mean, I don't understand. I don't know what if he says, what's the time? Or it's like, it's Jacob past Rees-Mogg. I don't know if he does. I don't know if that's how you read the clock. I didn't know people ever did this, but it seems right that he does do it. I'll share a picture of it. You can see it for yourself on the socials. You'll be talking about it later, and I've saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
And that's it for your Monday morning. The show is tied up in a neat little bow. It is time for us to bid you farewell. Thank you for tuning in and remind you that a brand new edition of the Dave Berry Breakfast Show Daily Podcast is now available for wherever you do your filthy pod dealings. But what shall it be named, Matt Dyson? The bell has rung on several occasions today. Including the weather-beaten face of Dave Berry. Clean front, dirty back. Decipher their plops. I live in a particularly fox-laden area. Mm. It's the slowest game of whack-a-mole ever played. A naturally corrugated shirt. It's always good to have a dryer in your back pocket. And finally, that's not me barking.
I don't know why she felt the need to point out that it wasn't her barking. I do like that. I like decipher their plops, but I think we should go for Ben's analogy regarding pulling up weeds, the slowest game of whack-a-mole ever played.
That is the name of the daily podcast. Up next, we'll tell you how we can make you a winner. Today's prize fund is £101,000. We'll all be back tomorrow at 6 a.m. Stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.